call the inaugural meeting of the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order today on January 12th, 2011. Welcome, everyone. Oh, we have some faithful people in the audience. You'll notice that there are not very many people up here. We have a four-member, evenly divided committee this session, and we are all old hands working together. Some of us are older than others, and Senator Telfer is the young filly of the bunch. So I thought we would start off today with just brief introductions by the committee, and then Paul will introduce the staff. So I will start out with Senator Telfer.
Chris Telfer from Senate District 27, which is sunny Central Oregon. Deschutes County, and in my spare time, I'm a certified public accountant.
Dealing with revenue.
And a real asset to this committee.
Thank you.
Senator Mark Hass was unable to be here today because of a family conflict, but he is a former reporter for Channel 2. Some of us remember him from those days. And he has served several stints on both House Revenue and now Senate Revenue, was here last year. And then Senator Morse.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And first off, my apologies for for losing track of time with some other meetings. My background is in the world of business. And so I have come to the legislature from the perspective of what do we need to be doing to build a better fiscal foundation for our state? And my hope is that in this session that we, in fact, will pass legislation and refer to the voters the ability to build a better foundation.
Thank you, Senator Morse. I am Ginny Burdick. I represent Senate District 18, which is Southwest Portland, Tigard, and King City. I've had the honor of chairing this committee since 2008, and we've been through some major issues on this committee. I consider it absolutely the best committee in the building. I am a little biased, but I really look forward to working in a very professional, bipartisan way on some of the extremely difficult issues we have facing us this session. Paul.
Okay. I'm Paul Werner, let's say revenue officer, and we are glad you're back. We're happy that you're here because it gets pretty boring without you. So, I thought what I would do is go ahead and introduce our staff that will be working with you. We do have an organizational chart. If you we put together our public finance facts we just finished last night. So this is the up-to-date version on the numbers. But if you look inside there on page 3, you've got our organizational chart, and our economists are here. And then we have two senior economists, Mazen Malik. And Mazen has been with us since 2003, and before that at ODOT for a number of years. You can see the areas that Mazen focuses on, transportation, bond finance, lottery, estate taxes, which he's done a lot of work in the interim on. So Mazen would be the person to go to on those issues. Our other senior economist is Chris Allenack. And Chris is spends most of his time in the income tax area, both personal and corporate. Chris also does the work on our with our tax incidence model. So if we get into some major proposals, he's done he'll do the work on that. Our other economists, we have Christine Broniak is our new economist from this is her first session, so we get the chance to initiate her with the life in the regular session. Christine will be working on in the property tax area, some natural resource taxes like timber taxes, for example, she'll be focused on. And then Day Beck, and this is Day's second session with us. Day has moved over to work in the school finance area where Steve Meyer work before his retirement. And so they'll work on that. Also, some other specific areas like employment taxes, healthcare taxes, and cigarette taxes. So Dale will be working on those issues. Corinne Gavette is our office manager, and Corinne is here as committee assistant because we don't have our session staff yet. Mm-hmm. And they will be here in a couple of weeks, and they will be working with us in your session staff will be here, and our, help me, Corinne, our committee assistant,
Julia Longacre.
Julia Longacre will be her first session with us, but she has experience with the legislature, so we're pleased that she'll be here and serving as your committee assistant.
Great.
So we encourage you to use your resources, and we're happy to do whatever we can to help you.
Yes, I'm just curious as to how hard you had to fight to wrench cigarette taxes out of Mazin's cold, dead hands.
Yes. Yes,
That should be a good story right there.
Yes, we did leave him the moist snuff to chew on. So.
He doesn't have all the vices now.
That's right. Or they're trying to dilute your world domination in the area of vice. Okay, so we have in front of us, thank you, Paul, we have in front of us the research report that they produce annually or biannually?
Biannually,
so we can all use that as our evening reading to help our insomnia. Mm-hmm. And the order of business today that we need to take care of is the adoption of the committee rules. These are pretty standard. Paul, is there any comments you want to make about those?
Madam Chair, just a couple things. One, to remind you, of course, that you've got a four-member committee, but that still means you've got to have three for a quorum. Mm-hmm. So that will be necessary for any work sessions. An issue, you know, that's come up the last couple sessions has been around the notification for the agenda issue number 5 there. And I just wanted to say something about carrying something over. That's something that the committees have done the last couple of sessions. And if there is a bill that you don't get all the testimony on or don't feel like you completed the work, even if it's not on the agenda in the following meeting, the chair can carry that forward by announcing that, just as long as it's stays in the same scheduled for the same action. In other words, if it's scheduled for a public hearing, it cannot be changed to a work session and carry forward. So just make sure if that's something we want to do, that that's announced so the public knows about it, and then we'll just immediately change the agenda for the next day or the next meeting. The other thing that has been kind of new in the last couple sessions is number 17, which comes up particularly when you're up against deadlines, for example, when you're nearing the end of consideration of bills in the first chamber. Those particular chamber deadlines, remind the committee, don't technically apply to the revenue committees, often because you get a lot of subsequent referrals, but still to try to meet those deadlines as much as possible. We'll get going pretty quickly near that time. And in order for the committee to vote on a measure, it is Senate committee rules, that you have a completed revenue impact and fiscal impact on that particular amendment and on that bill. So, of course, the revenue impact side, we usually will have that taken care of, but there are times when we have to wait on a fiscal impact for a particular amendment. And even if it doesn't look like it's going to have any different effect, we still... Those are the procedures we have in place.
And this is basically no change from the last session.
No change from the last session. It is a change from two sessions ago. So
it's
really been an effort to enforce that.
Yeah, as I recall, we stumbled on this a couple times, yes. But it wasn't a major mm-hmm. problem.
Mm-hmm. And we have to deal with a lot because we have to get the impacts to the other committees. So we're kind of in that other role of scrambling to get something together for them. We do typically... provide the committees with a more generalized statement. If it has a revenue impact, we know it does, and we have some sense of what it is. We'll give a more generalized statement if it has a subsequent to this committee, and tell them that there'll be more work done on the precise estimate.
Right. Okay. Senator Morris, do we have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move that the committee on, Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue adopt the rules as proposed January 12, 2011.
Senator Morris has moved the Finance and Revenue Committee adopt the Senate Committee rules dated January 12, 2011. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Any other comments, business before the committee? Not? We're adjourned.